Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. This is a live event. In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed, the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KV at MTOR, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madam and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of the Night Zone. Tonight, we had scheduled Chris Holly from Chris Holly's Paranormal World. Unfortunately, this is not the case. We hope to resolve schedules in the near future in order to bring you your Chris Holly Paranormal World update as soon as possible. In the meantime, make sure you visit the site and appreciate the information that Chris Holly's Paranormal World gives. So give it a Google. Check it out. North America was reminded about disasters with the loss of life in Haiti. How precious life really is. Would North American earthquake construction standards have minimized loss of life? The earthquake which destroyed Port-au-Prince was over in 4 minutes. Could you get to safety in that time? Story coming out of Los Angeles regarding the weather was a little harrowing. Think the recent wild weather that hammered California was bad? Experts are imagining far, far worse. As torrential rains pelted wildfire-stripped hillsides and flooded highways, a team of scientists hunkered down at the California Institute of Technology to work
on a Frankenstorm scenario.
Motherlode wintry blast that could potentially sock the Golden State. The hypothetical but plausible storm would be similar to the 1861-1862 extreme floods that temporarily moved the state capital from Sacramento to San Francisco and forced the then governor to attend his inauguration by rowboat. In the scenario, the storm system forms in the Pacific and slams into the western coast, with hurricane-force winds hitting Southern California the hardest. After more than a week of ferocious weather, the system stalls for a few days. Another storm broods offshore, and the time it pummels the Northern California. Such a monster storm could unleash as much as 8 feet of rain over 3 weeks in some areas. It makes the latest Pacific storm system look like a drop in the bucket. A week-long siege of storms walloped California, flooding coasts and roads, spawning tornadoes, and forcing the evacuation of over 2,000 homes. The National Weather Service said the storm dumped up to a foot in the mountains northwest of Los Angeles in a week. Now, weather experts say West Coast storms could get more frequent and severe with climate change. Last fall, a team of federal, state, and academic experts was formed to tackle what would happen if a series of powerful storms lashed at the state for 23 days. The scenario is expected to be completed this summer and will be used in a statewide disaster drill next year.
Man-made storms, weather manipulation, cloud seeding. Could weather be used as a weapon without a shot fired? 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
I was reminded by a good friend recently how fragile our society actually is, and that in a blink of an eye, our world could be turned upside down. And I cannot help but shake my head at some of the things that our society do to each other in some basic animalistic requirements, such as dominance and the likes. We watch and hear the media chase the next sensational ratings grabber and ignore those issues and events which could probably save our lives. Much like any close-knit society, the paranormal society on the internet maintain a kinship, however distant. Over the next few weeks, you will see increased activity in survival techniques on the internet. This is very important information. However, as always, we remind you, it is always caveat emptor. I was reminded of the need for an emergency grab bag, a jump kit, designed to assist in their survival techniques. If the need was ever evident and the time was on your side, what could you stuff into a backpack? What would you need? Emergency kits. It doesn't have to cost a huge sum of money. It doesn't cost much to prepare the emergency kit, but just in case, you know? First aid supplies, maps, compasses, dry clothes, maybe some dried food, pen and paper, maybe an ignition source or something. A backpack-sized emergency kit that could be scooped up on your way out of the door. What's your favorite site for more information over the next couple of weeks? Because it will be coming down the pike. And the nice thing about listening to the information from these sites is that they have checked them out. They know where they're at. And it sounds like we're being thrown to a break. So I tell you what, we'll do this and we'll be right back.
Nikola Tesla single-handedly changed the world for the benefit of mankind, yet has been rewarded with obscurity. It's time to bring his story out of the shadows and into the light. With his last breath, Nikola gently smiled.
Let the future tell the truth and evaluate each one according to his work and accomplishments. The present is theirs. The future, for which I have really worked, is mine.
Would they only have listened?
Nikola Tesla, an upcoming show in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings on blogtalkradio.com. Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone.
The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad overview, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Eden.
Phone lines are now open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. The program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered. We remind all of our listeners, caveat emptor. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And as the Night Zone continues to delve into the shadows, searching for truth and wisdom, Night Zone Radio has experienced over the last couple of weeks some multiple technological issues. The disruption to the Night Zone Radio show is quite alarming, and we are working through it. All seemed to happen
after we began investigating weather manipulation and the Tesla projects. Now, we're not sure if there's anything with that or if it's just coincidence. But do you know what I think of coincidence? Most of our technical issues have been resolved, however, as we continue to investigate Tesla. We continue to prepare the Tesla special, and who knows what's going to happen. However, tonight, we are excited to announce that Night Zone Radio shall soon be a Blog Talk premium service. As soon as we get the access negotiations complete, which we expect to be done in the next couple of weeks, the last show of each month, of course, is such as tonight, is our chance to inform our listeners of the constant race for truth and proof of where, as a planet, we are heading at over 22,000 miles per hour. So Night Zone Radio shall be widgeting and gidgeting and twittering and doing all of the premium network services with increased options for not only the production of the Night Zone, but you, the caller. And don't worry, when we do the switch over to premium service, we will help you through the transitions when it happens. It's actually, as they say in the business, you probably won't even feel a thing.
Night Zone Radio is a research tool for those who wish to investigate, understand, and become informed on paranormal activity. The following information is presented in good faith as we continue the truth thinking outside the box, and we remind all listeners, Damien Emtor.
In response to increased volumes of emails and requesting more information about weather manipulation and man-made storms, as the tonight's intro kind of indicates, we are preparing a special on the Tesla and HARP projects. And I think you'll appreciate the information that will be contained in the show. And it is valid information. The fact that man has learned how to manipulate weather is of an alarm. In fact, in some circles, some possibly blame the weather which is perpetrated across the United States this winter as a possible weather manipulation. Now, at the top of the hour, it's asked, could weather manipulation be used as a weapon? Could you bring a country to its knees by weather alone? 347-324-3287. If you've got the urge, you know where the phone is, pick it up, dial the number, 347-324-3287, and we'll gladly have a chat with you about that. While scanning our email box, one email which had really nothing to do with weather or paranormal kind of caught my eye. Diane from Indiana wrote, "I like your show." Well, thank you, Diane. Maybe that's what caught my eye. Her questions were, would we survive if all electricity was knocked out permanently? Well, dependent upon why electricity was no longer available, if it was a main grid crash or a hacking or whatever, I dare say something could be rigged within 3 months of the event for total repair. The fact is, or the question is, could you survive 3 months? If it was a pole shift, dependent upon survival of engineers and technology experts, I think we are ingenious enough as a species to figure out some kind of a solution. Again, we are probably speaking months, if not a year or so. And the fact is, the question is, could you survive a year or so? If it was a collision, a meteorite or another planet, electricity would be the least of our concerns if we survived at all. Now, if it was a solar flare, this is where it gets interesting. I tapped an expert for the answer. Dr. Ian O'Neill, the space producer, Discovery News at discovery.com. When we come back, we will get the answer to Diane's question. And what would we do?
North America continues in a deep winter freeze. We ask you to remember those less fortunate.
citizens of our countries who are homeless and left to their own devices to survive the winter grip. Check your closets for old coats, items you have long grown out of or never wear anymore. Donate them to the homeless shelters and the Red Cross. It is hard to believe that in the 21st century we have whole families who are homeless and survive because of shelters or handouts. Let the children of the homeless know they have not been forgotten and they are not alone. Do it today.
You're in the night zone with Colin Knight.
Nikola Tesla single-handedly changed the world for the benefit of mankind, yet has been rewarded with obscurity. Time to bring his story out of the shadows and into the light.
Let the future tell the truth and evaluate each one according to his work and accomplishments. The present is theirs. The future, for which I have really worked, is mine.
Nikola Tesla, an upcoming show in the night zone, but for the listeners on blogtalkradio.com. Welcome to the shadows of the night zone.
The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad open, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris and Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Sumerian.
Before 7, 2, 4, 3, 2, 8, 7. The program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The night zone is merely the purveyor of information to the audience. Junction quality information we remind all of our listeners, Jamie and Enzo. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
So, could a solar flare knock out the grid? Could we be back into another Dark Ages? I asked Dr. Ian O'Neill, is it possible that a solar flare could remove electricity power from Earth? Could a solar flare remove the ability to use electricity? And Ian responded, a solar flare won't actually remove electricity, but it can damage our electrical grid to such an extent that we cannot generate or distribute electricity. What happens is a solar flare could generate a coronal mass ejection, a CME, that fires electrically charged particles into the atmosphere via the poles, generating the aurora. This flood of particles can create massive electrojets in the upper atmosphere, otherwise known as the ionosphere. When this happens, a massive magnetic field is generated, what in turn induces an electrical current in power cables on the ground. As entire nations are covered in a grid of power lines, should a larger than expected current appear, literally, out of thin air, power lines can overload, substations can blow, and power stations can stall. It's almost like a domino effect paralyzing nations. But all this can be avoided if we know a CME is coming. Once we know we might be in for a solar storm, power companies can simply turn down the juice in the power lines to accommodate for a surge in current. So in short, CMEs can damage the hardware that we use to distribute power. They don't actually remove the electricity and add too much electricity current to power grids. Hope that helps. Cheers, Ian. Well, Ian, I appreciate it very much. Dr. Ian O'Neill from Space Producer at Discovery News at discovery.com. Now, I seem to remember that Tesla had an invention patent on harnessing Earth's natural electrical charge for free, or at least cheap, electricity. I wonder if the government has built it yet. Can you say harp? We'll be right back.
Nikola Tesla single-handedly changed the world for the benefit of mankind, yet has been rewarded with obscurity. It's time to bring his story out of the shadows and into the light. With his last breath,
tell the truth and evaluate each one according to his work and accomplishments. The present is theirs. The future, for which I have really worked, is mine.
Would they only have listened?
Nikola Tesla, an upcoming show in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings on blogtalkradio.com.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone.
The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad overview, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Eden.
Intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered. We remind all of our listeners, KVAT MTOR. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And as we begin researching the show for Tesla, I must say I was very surprised. His thinking and ultra-progressive scientific mind was absolutely amazing. The brief accomplishments that he is well known for is almost zero. People, Tesla? Who's Tesla? What did he do? Well, he invented practical radio. Now, he did this in 1893, 11 years before Marconi's first wireless patent. He invented polyphase electric power. Niagara Falls, the power plant there, is because of Tesla. It was Tesla who set the 60 hertz standard for North America while working for Westinghouse. He invented different styles of turbines and pumps, bladeless turbines, electric power transmission concepts, and wireless remote control in 1898. He also came up with disinfectant treatment of water using ozone, fluorescent lighting and synchronized lighting and gas tube recertifications and x-rays. What an amazing man who died in obscurity. And all of his information, all of his scientific work that was written on paper, was seized by the FBI. Much of what Tesla wrote down is still classified to this day. Who was Tesla? What was he all about? Well, we hope to bring you that on a very, very special night when we introduce Tesla back to the world.
The story you are about to hear is true.
Now, looking around the internet, as we do before every show, UFODigest.com, they have a number of interesting articles this month. Need to check it out, UFODigest.com. Check out their front page articles. There's one there, Know Your Enemies, by Steve Bass. That one's worth reading. That's quite an interesting piece of work. And checking the Paranormal Network, a number of EVP stories which deserve to be looked at. So either UFODigest.com or the Paranormal Network. Just Google either and you'll see them all. Both sites definitely deserve mention this week. You know, there are times that the Night Zone Radio brings news of concern. There are times when we are mandated to bring you truth and information, and it's not always good news. On the internet, there are posers at every level of life, those who claim and those who do. Mixed in with these people are the scammers and the internet criminal element. In fact, the Ponzi schemes perpetrated on and through those who use paranormal internet services is increasing. Fake cures, bold promises, send money for purification of sins, lost transcripts, secrets revealed. Paranormal sites appear daily, yet quickly disappear with paid subscriptions. So be aware of the society you are joining. If they ask you for money, chances are it's a scam. Mark that one in your mind. If they ask you for money, the chances are it's a scam.
Night Zone Radio is a research tool for those who wish to investigate, understand, and become informed on paranormal activity. The following information is presented in good faith as we continue to seek the truth thinking outside the box. And we remind all listeners, KVNM Tour.
We received a memo from Newfork. After 32 years in the Seattle area, the National UFO Reporting Center is moving to a new locale in eastern Washington. But that's not much of a news, is it? The news is they're moving into a decommissioned U.S. Air Force ICBM missile base located between the towns of Davenport and Harrington, Washington, in Lincoln County. Well, once the facility is cleaned and renovated, which may take up to about a year, their headquarters will operate out of this facility, which was the first underground missile complex commissioned by the U.S. government. Now, I've seen the photos of the new facility, and it's up on their Newfork website. So if you have a UFO report, or you just want to find out what Newfork is all about, that's Nancy Uniform Foxtrot Oscar Romeo Charlie. Did you get that? Nancy Uniform Foxtrot Oscar Romeo Charlie. Report your sightings online. As we end January for a new year of 2010 and look ahead to the next two tumultuous years, it is impossible not to reflect on past guests. John Hogue, who tells us of future years, are about knowing, not theorizing, but knowing. Tim Mackay, who explains the Bible prophecy, the teachings of Nostradamus and the Mayans, religious faiths around the world, all claiming a second coming of the spirits of worship, including followers of Lucifer. The anger of the world, which spreads like a cancer, all aiming at some kind of calamity for mankind. Could it be? Could the manifestations, could the prophecies be our destiny? Could they have known so long ago what we will see in a few years?
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
There's not much question at all what there's like throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe. Sure we're not alone.
Across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours. God that is there.
Fly by the comets, visit asteroids, visit the moon of Mars. There's a monolith there, a very unusual structure on this little potato-shaped object that goes around Mars once in 7 hours. When people find out about that, they're going to say, who put that there? God put it there.
You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com.
The flashes of light. I never had control over the flashes. They are so tormenting. When the word was spoken to me, the image of the object would appear vividly, and sometimes I was unable to distinguish whether what I saw was tangible or not. This caused me great discomfort and anxiety. Like a flash of lightning, in an instant, the truth was revealed.
Nikola Tesla.
Watch for the Night Zone special, Nikola Tesla, coming soon. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
Average age of the young American serving in uniform today is 20 and a half years of age, making him about 10 months older than his grandfather, who would have served in my war. He's a high school graduate. He's a volunteer. He is brighter, better educated, better trained, led, and equipped than any soldier, sailor, airman, guardsman, or marine of any country in history.
Take time to remember those in the armed forces on active duty. The reservists are service members who have fallen in the line of duty. Consider law enforcement officers, fire and rescue personnel, individuals involved in national defense. Think of those fearless men and women who put on a uniform every day to make freedom possible. Because there is no freedom without hope and without those willing to fight for freedom. We ask that you give in 2010. Give like you've never given before to our military, our police, our fire departments, our paramedic services, our nurses, our doctors, our teachers, anyone. Give like there is no tomorrow. Give. Make it a part of your world.
Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered. We remind all of our listeners, KVM Talk.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes we just can't get to the computer when we want to. Sometimes programs schedule at a time and a place an event when we just can't be there. But never fear, Blog Talk Radio have figured an answer. Yep, you can go to any of your favorite radio shows on blogtalkradio.com and download their archives or their player, and voila, you have access to your favorite shows. It's as easy as that.
2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. With Tim McHyde in the Night Zone, watch for the listings.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
Now, someone just twittered me. Is that the right way of saying it? I've been twittered. Somebody just twittered me and asked what the Armed Forces commercial had to do with the paranormal. Regarding the giving. Well, the Armed Forces in a state of apocalyptic chaos may be your only salvation. You see, trained medical personnel, first aiders, St. John's, Red Cross, may be your only chance in the event of a disastrous coming of prophetic teachings. Chile should have been an eye-opener for many people who are not prepared for those happenings. An earthquake can happen in the blink of an eye, and regardless how much survival gear we have available, it will still happen, and we must work our way through it. Now, the Night Zone acknowledges the possibility of December the 21st, 2012, being an apocalyptic event. However, our existence and investigation reveals that although 2012 is a defining moment for mankind, it may not necessarily be the apocalyptic that is in the understandings. Looking through the words of Nostradamus and the methods used by John Hogue at Hogue Prophecies and the teachings of many experts through the Night Zone, the Night Zone does not see an end as we expect. However, a new beginning. And that most certainly excites us. There are many theories and stories roaming the net, some conjured up purely for financial gain, others from fear that their story will not be told. The one question I have yet to have completely answered is, according to databases who track sightings, thousands of sightings are recorded each year, yet never have we captured a definitive photo or video of that object. It is always some grainy or subject to interpretation. Sometimes it's like, where's the Waldo? Why is there no definitive proof, and what is the concern in providing that proof? Mainstream media, of course, treat UFO cases much like Elvis sightings, and tongue-in-cheek humor or casual sincerity. Thank goodness for places on the net like UFODigest.com, because they bring the reality back to a very misunderstood paranormal society. If you're looking for the real scoop, there it is.
It's time to take a quick station break, and we'll be right back.
It's time to take a quick station break, and we'll be right back.
You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com. Lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad overview, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Eden.
Night Zone Radio is a research tool for those who wish to investigate, understand, and become informed on paranormal activity. The following information is presented in good faith as we continue to seek the truth, thinking outside of the box. And we remind all listeners, came here at Emtor, your host, Colin Knight.
The Unexplained Mysteries website. Now, they lead with a good story about the Chase Vault. There's this famous legend on the island of Barbados of coffins that are moved by unknown forces. Though the details surrounding the phenomenon are sketchy, the enigma is one that has fascinated researchers for over a century. So that's on Unexplained Mysteries website. And they also run with the story, how about Unexplained Phantom Phone Calls. Oh yeah, Unexplained Mysteries website. Now, if you go there, I dare you, do it with the lights off. I dare you. In the news this week, Yellowstone, of course, lots of information coming out about Yellowstone, the supervolcano getting ready to blow its cork. This was sent to us by D. Finney. 2010, beginning last Sunday, there have been over 1,000 earthquakes registered at Yellowstone supervolcano. The largest of the series measured 3.8 magnitude. If they reach the 4.0 magnitude, it will most likely call for increased cautionary monitoring and perhaps a call to the public watch. As we hurtle to our alignment destiny, December the 21st, 2012, could the gravity pressure of other planets be affecting our volcanic balance? Is Earth about to rupture? The United States Geographical Survey says at Yellowstone National Park, two of the strongest earthquakes were measured on Wednesday night. Eight of the earthquakes had measured a magnitude of 3 or more, while the vast majority of the earthquakes have been too small to really feel. People in and around the park have reported feeling a few of them. The earthquakes have centered near the northwest edge of the Yellowstone caldera, and the USGS believe there is nothing to indicate any serious cause for concern. Earthquake swarms have been quite common in the area since the time of the last major eruption, which was 640,000 years ago. Some disappointing news from Mars. 9 months after the Spirit rover sank into the Martian sand trap, NASA mission managers say the troubled traveler will have to remain stationary in order to survive the red planet's winter. Now the challenge is to improve Spirit's tilt so that it soaks up as much solar energy as it can for the spring. The rover is embedded. NASA do not believe it's extractable, and the worry is about getting through the winter. After the winter, scientists plan to conduct stationary experiments to characterize the red planet's core. Is it solid or still somewhat molten? They're also looking into the interaction between the Martian soil and atmosphere, as well as the characteristics of the intriguing soil around the rover. So they'll be doing lots of experiments, and if it hadn't have been for a damaged wheel, well, a couple of wheels, the killer for Spirit's mobility had been wheel failure. One of its six wheels had been out of commission for years, and another went out last month. Even if Spirit somehow found a way to escape the sand trap 6 months from now, it would be seriously hobbled due to its four-wheeled status. In the past week or so, the rover team changed its trajectory and strategy for moving the rover and made more headway, at least on the task of improving Spirit's northerly tilt. But in the end, mission managers decided they had to switch their top priority to winter survival. Winter survival for the Spirit lander.
Night Zone Radio is a research tool for those who wish to investigate, understand, and become informed on paranormal activity. The following information is presented in good faith as we continue to seek the truth thinking outside of the box. And we remind all listeners, David Amsor.
And it's originally a lot, long before the advent of hyperbolic. As a result, become too old. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure.
Night Zone Radio. Background music and bumps can be found at garageband.com. Support Double Plus. For as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines as far as the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Your host, Colin Battle.
Not much question at all. Was his life left? We're not alone.
And out of London, a story is coming out tonight. Scientists and other experts are gathering in London to consider new ways and new places to search for alien beings. This is no joke. Britain's Royal Society, an eminent group equivalent to the U.S. Academy of Sciences, is hosting a two-day event to consider the progress made and the challenges posed in the hunt for alien beings. One astrobiologist says the best place to look for aliens might be right here on Earth. Paul Davis of Arizona State University said Tuesday that extraterrestrial life may have found its way to this planet at several different times. Interesting information. And we talked last week about lasers being used in the military field of battle. Well, building the most powerful laser in the world, story out of Washington, producing a laser with the power of a terawatt equal to 1 trillion watts used to be impressive. But now the forefront of optical research power is measured in 1 quadrillion watt units, known as petawatts. But even that much power isn't good enough, this physics professor Todd Dittmeyer of the University of Texas at Austin. Now, Dittmeyer plans to build an exawatt laser with a power equivalent of 1,000 petawatts, but such a super laser is still years away from actual development. In the meantime, Dittmeyer already has the most powerful laser in the world. To get a sense of how much power an exawatt contains, compare it to a typical filament light bulb consuming about 100 watts of electricity. The capacity of the entire U.S. electrical grid is about 10 billion times more than this, or about 1 terawatt. So the entire grid could supply enough energy to continuously power 10 million 100-watt light bulbs. A petawatt is 1,000 times more powerful than that, and an exawatt is 1,000 times greater than a petawatt. Now that's a lot of power. As we continue to harness the energies on Earth and elsewhere, doors once believed locked seem to be opening. Some say portals can even be created by massive energy bursts. Others say the access to dimensional shifting is frequencies of the human vibration. Frequencies of a human vibration.
You are in the night zone on WorldTalkRadio.com.
And now that we have scientists admitting that the global warming could have actually been much of a hoax, and in fact, we're not warming. We have a scientist that now says 30 years of global cooling are coming. And this leading scientist says, from Miami to Maine, Savannah to Seattle, America is caught in an icy grip that one of the UN's top global warming proponents say could mark the beginning of a mini ice age. Now, we've been threatened that we're going to get roasted to death, and now we have an ice age. Oranges are freezing and millions of tropical fish are dying in Florida. And it could be just the beginning of decades-long deep freeze, says Professor Mojib Latif, one of the world's leading climate modelers. Latif thinks the cold snap Americans have been suffering through is only the beginning. He says we're in for 30 years of cooler temperatures, a mini ice age, he calls it. Now, he's basing his theory on the analysis of natural cycles in water temperature in the world's oceans. And we'll be right back, right after this.
Nikola Tesla single-handedly changed the world for the benefit of mankind, yet has been rewarded with obscurity. It's time to bring his story out of the shadows and into the light. With his last breath, Nikola gently smiled.
Let the future tell the truth and evaluate each one according to his work and accomplishments. The present is theirs. The future, for which I have really worked, is mine.
Would they only have...
Nikola Tesla, and I'm looking forward to that show. So thanks, Al Gore, for global warming. We appreciate it. Once again, you were on the wrong side. Bet you made millions, though, huh? Now the latest buzz phrase that is running around scientific communities is climate change. Sounds a little bit easier off the tongue, doesn't it, than global warming. It's now climate change. You see, now they can go either way. Climate change. That gives them a whole scope. Global warming kind of limited them to warming of the globe. And now climate change is going to give them all kinds of spectrums to play with. As we watch the universe unfolding, we must always remember the human chaos factor who may wish to distort the natural journey. Story coming out of South Korea and North Korea and South Korea, throwing out breaking news as we go to air. From South Korea, Yonhap News Agency says North Korea has fired several rounds of artillery off the West Coast. And then Yonhap updated their news agency and said, South Korea returns fire on North Korea and fires artillery off the West Coast. Now earlier, North Korea had issued two no-sail zones near its disputed western sea border with South Korea, a possible indication that the country may be preparing to conduct missile tests. North designated no-sail zones possibly to conduct missile tests or other military action. But it does appear that they're swapping spit. As we go to air tonight, North and South Korea are spitting at each other. Now, what's with that? An interesting story before we close out tonight. The UN panel glacier disaster claims melting away. Fox News' Gene K. Kropowski is reporting the world's most famous change expert is in the midst of a massive controversy as the leading environmental science institute he heads scrambled to explain data it promulgated for a UN report, had scrambled to explain its assertion that the Himalaya glaciers will melt completely in 25 years. Rajender Pachauri, head of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, and Director General of the Energy and Resource Institute in New Delhi, India, said this week that the UN body was studying how its 2007 report to the United Nations derived information that led to its famous conclusion that the glaciers will melt by 2035. Today, the IPCC issued a statement offering regret for the poorly vetted statements. Now, Pachauri told Reuters on Monday that the group was looking into the issue and planned to take a position on it in the next 2 or 3 days. Basically, the AR4, that's a simplified title for this piece of work, claimed that glaciers in the Himalayas are receding faster than in any other part of the world, and if the present rate continues, the likelihood of them disappearing by the year 2035, and perhaps sooner, is very high if the Earth keeps warming at the current rate. Well, the Earth isn't warming at the current rate, and their numbers were so far out of whack, it's amazing that they even got close to the reality. And that's the problem we stand with, ladies and gentlemen, is the effectiveness of the science that we implore. The effectiveness of what we do to try and find the truth about our world and our reality. Now, for several years, we were killing the Earth. We were killing the Earth. It was warming. We were killing the Earth. We did it. And while we pontificated at this rally and that rally, and while we had congressional meetings on this and on that, and meetings from around the world regarding global warming, suddenly scientists are now saying that we are heading for a 30-year of global cooling. Well, no wonder they have changed their name of global warming to climate change. A much easier, a much tastier, a much more acceptable method of understanding. They just want to put their hands in your pocket.
Night Zone Radio is a research tool for those who wish to investigate, understand, and become informed on paranormal activity. The following information is presented in good faith as we continue to seek the truth thinking outside the box. And we remind all listeners, David Emsor.
Was originally aired live, long before the advent of hyperdrive. As a result, we've come to old record. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your place.
Night Zone Radio. Background music and bumps can be found at GarageBand.com. Support your whole life. For as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines as far as the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Your host, Colin Mack.
Not much question at all, but the light is not. We're not alone.
Night Zone Radio is a research tool for those who wish to investigate, understand, and become informed on paranormal activity. The following information is presented in good faith as we continue to seek the truth, thinking outside the box. And we remind all listeners, Caveat Emptor.
The radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may be facing a crazy transmission problem so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your place.
Night Zone Radio. Background music and bumps can be found at GarageBand.com. Support your local artists. For as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines as far as the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Your host, Colin Knight.
There's not much question at all, but there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe. No truth.
And as we slowly come to the end of the Night Zone tonight, we do thank you for downloading us and coming with us. And we appreciate all that you are and all that you do. And remind you that if you do wish to get a hold of the Night Zone and you are listening to the show after we have aired live, by all means, you make sure you get a hold of us. The Night Zone is easy to find. Just think of The Night Zone, THEKNIGHTZONE, at gmail.com. It's as easy as that. And that will get to us, and if you want to do that, let us know. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a pleasure. Hey, guys. Got a minute? You know, I'm sure we all have friends that are having tough times, either financially or in their marriage or in their general relationships in life. But for the grace of God, go I. Well, I have friends like that. As they look to me for advice, I look to the heavens for some form of divine inspiration so I can please the masses, I guess. It doesn't always happen. So what I would like to say to you tonight is, if you have friends, embrace them. If you have loved ones, cherish them. If you have acquaintances, respect them. And if you have love, show them.
Blessings upon your households. Good night.